Listen to an audio version of this post. Summary. Elementary classroom management is easier when educators have a clear set of strategies to use. The goal is to keep learners engaged and focused, whether they are collaborating in learning centers, listening to a story during carpet time, lining up in the hallway, or practicing with vocabulary words during digital learning. With strategies like the 5 petaseconds of classroom management, visuals, routine songs, and tools like Hapara, educators can create a meaningful learning environment. Classroom management is a skill that educators get better at year after year. When a K-5 classroom is buzzing with learning rather than disorganized and chaotic, it's because of strong classroom management. The educator has spent time teaching routines, providing visual instructions, and guiding digital learning on iPads. In this blog post, we'll explore the elementary classroom management strategies that create engaged and focused learning. What makes elementary classroom management unique? Elementary learners are still developing self-regulation and executive functioning skills like decision-making and following multiple steps. Younger children may not be able to read a rule posted in the classroom or remember verbal directions, so classroom management strategies should include visual instructions and repetition. This is also important for class activities on devices. Elementary learners need to understand the class digital routine, like how to log in, open the right tab, or shut down their device. Just like lining up or clearing up, these expectations need to be visually posted, taught, and practiced, the 5 petaseconds of classroom management. A great way to build a foundation for strong classroom management is by asking learners to follow the 5 petaseconds. When instructional or technology coaches refer to them during classroom visits, teachers use them across the school and principals reinforce them during assemblies. Learners hear one consistent message. The 5 petaseconds apply to any classroom activities in any subject, whether on or off devices. Remember to post visuals of these expectations so all learners can understand and consistently practice them. Prompt: be on time to school. Settle into your seat quickly after an activity. Follow directions right away. Prepared: be ready for class, bring supplies, completed homework assignments, and signed permission slips. Productive: stay focused during class activities and make the most of class time. Polite: treat your classmates and teacher with kindness and respect. Positive: try your best, encourage your classmates, learn from mistakes. Bonus: patient: listen to your classmates and teacher, wait for your turn. Understand common elementary classroom behavior. When elementary learners don't follow rules, it's not usually because they are being defiant. It's usually because they're still learning to control their impulses. Self-control is a skill they need to learn and practice over time. Here are some behaviors related to self-control. Clicking off of a tab for a class activity during digital learning and playing a game, blurting out an answer instead of raising their hand and waiting their turn, leaving during carpet time, or wandering around during a class activity, not sharing materials at learning centers, fidgeting while sitting. Difficulty transitioning from one activity to another. The solution is not to punish the learner, but to model the skill. Offer a reminder, give them a brain break, or guide their digital learning during screen time. Effective elementary classroom management strategies. To help learners build self-regulation and executive function, here are some effective classroom management ideas for elementary. Create visual schedules and picture cues. Elementary learners feel calmer when they know what's coming next. A visual schedule with pictures like digital learning, morning meeting, math, snack, and reading helps kids understand their day. Picture cues help them learn routines too. Some examples could be pictures that mean no talking, iPads off, or share with your partner. Instructional coaches can give teachers across the school a set of visuals for consistency from classroom to classroom. Model and practice routines consistently. Elementary teachers should also model routines, practice them with learners, and re-practice them until they stick. If a teacher wants learners to line up for fire drills, the teacher needs to show them exactly what the expectation is. Let them try, give feedback, and let them try again. They should do the same for digital routines. Practice how to open the iPad, find the right app or website, and put devices to sleep when it's time to look up. It's important to spend time on this at the beginning of the school year, even if it feels monotonous. It will save a lot of instructional minutes the rest of the year. Use anchor charts. Anchor charts are another way to give elementary learners visuals and clear expectations. They're a reference that kids can turn to at any time as a reminder of what is expected of them. One example is a chart showing how to responsibly use an iPad with simple pictures of each step. Anchor charts can help learners self-manage and reduce elementary classroom behavior management challenges, including during screen time. Assign elementary classroom jobs for elementary learners, help them feel important, practice responsibility, and take pride in their classroom community. Jobs include technology helper who supports classmates with devices, classroom librarian who keeps books organized, supply manager who helps organize glue, markers, scissors, erasers, hallway line helper who helps classmates stay respectful and quiet with positive reminders, classroom gardener who waters plants and tracks growth rotates these jobs each week, so everyone in the class gets to try different roles. Manage center and rotation transitions. Learning centers can be very engaging and keep students curious and interested to dive deeper into topics. Without structure, though, centers can be chaotic, and digital learning centers can lose focus. Ways to build structure include a rotation chart with visuals, a clear signal like a chime when it's time to switch, and keeping a consistent amount of time per center. Learners also need to practice how to transition between centers. They need to understand how to wrap up, where to move next, and what focused learning looks like. Once they have practiced often enough, it's possible to have small group learning run smoothly. Communicate elementary carpet time expectations. Most early elementary classrooms include carpet time for whole group activities like reading stories, leading class discussions, or modeling concepts. It's great for building community and increasing engagement. Because learners sit close together during carpet time, some kids think it's playtime instead of class time, so it's really important to have expectations. They need to know exactly where to sit, such as a certain spot or a square, and even how to sit. Some teachers like to offer a choice between two or three ways to sit, while others sing a song with crisscross applesauce or something similar in the lyrics. If learners are supposed to bring their class devices to the carpet spot, educators should practice the expectation with them, such as starting with screens off and flat on laps. Redirect behavior without raising your voice. Yelling does not work with learners, especially young children, because it doesn't feel safe. Here are some effective strategies for classroom management for elementary teachers that create a positive, supportive environment. Describe the positive behavior. One way to create a supportive learning environment is by describing the behavior you want to see. For example, an educator could say, "I see Olivia with her iPad off and ready to start our math activity." Other learners will usually follow to earn the same positive feedback. Give specific praise. Instead of just saying "good job," it's more effective to be specific. "Bryce, you cleaned up your glue, markers, and paper before the chime." Elementary learners need to know exactly what they did right. Try transition songs and chants. A cleanup song, a carpet time chant, or a screens down song can be a fun way to encourage positive behavior. The melodies and rhymes help them remember expectations and self-regulate. Provide sensory and tactile supports. Most elementary kids struggle with sitting in their seats for extended periods of time, and some may need time to emotionally dysregulate. There are also learners who require additional supports to help with ADHD, for example. Some ways to support them include a basket of different types of fidget tools, a quiet area with a soft cushion and dimmer lighting, flexible seating like beanbag chairs or yoga exercise balls, earmuffs for when the classroom gets too loud, weighted lap pads, gel floor tiles, putty, or Play-Doh during digital learning. A quiet reminder sent to the learner's screen can help them refocus without calling them out in front of the class. Make screen time instructionally meaningful. With APARA, schools are facing pressure from parents, school boards, and state legislatures to show that time on classroom devices is only focused on learning. With state legislation beginning to limit screen time in elementary grades, educators need to prove that every minute on a device has a clear educational benefit. The right tool ensures that screen time is purposeful and keeps digital learning safe and focused. HAPARA classroom management helps educators make screen time instructionally meaningful for elementary learners and beyond. From one dashboard, educators can guide students into curated digital learning environments or freeze screens so learners stay focused on their class activity. Educators can also push out links that open directly onto student screens, which means no instructional time is wasted and learners don't veer off course. HAPARA also makes it much easier for educators to differentiate instruction for elementary learners. For example, educators can instantly share scaffolded Google file resources with individual learners, or groups create a longer digital learning session with extended reading time for a learner with an IEP. Push out the link to a dictionary for English language learners. Send a message to a learner with personalized help. With Apara, educators can also ensure that device time doesn't extend beyond the allowed limit in class. The guided browsing feature locks learners into a curated digital learning session for a specific amount of time. Plus, the screen recording feature allows educators to provide reporting on what students were learning during device time. Protect instructional time with Apara Hall Pass. Apara Hall Pass gives elementary teachers a simple way to manage student requests to leave the classroom. It's also an easier way for school nurses, counselors, and co-teachers to enter hall passes for learners to leave the room. The goal is to protect instructional minutes so less time is spent on filling out passes and managing that process. Here's how Apara Hall Pass supports classroom management for elementary. Your school can allow auto-approval of passes or the ability for teachers to approve requests with one click. A teacher, co-teacher, or paraprofessional can see exactly which student or students in the class are out on a pass and how long they've been out. Educators can build classroom routines that help learners develop responsibility, including when substitute teachers are supporting. The class administrators can see where every learner is during an emergency. Administrators and educators can spot patterns over time, such as nurse visits, and check in with learners who may need support. Frequently asked questions, FAQ. What are the 5 P's of classroom management? The 5 P's are prompt, prepared, productive, polite, and positive. They give elementary students clear expectations to follow throughout the school day, whether they're learning on devices, engaging in learning centers, or having carpet time. When teachers, coaches, and principals use the same expectations, learners hear one clear message throughout the school. What is the best classroom management for elementary school? The best classroom management for elementary teachers uses visuals, routines, consistent practice, and positive reinforcement. Because young learners are still developing self-control, strategies like picture cues, anchor charts, and classroom jobs are helpful. Tools like Apara also allow educators to guide digital learning and keep screen time focused and safe. How does Apara support digital learning in elementary classrooms? Apara helps educators make screen time instructionally meaningful by guiding learners into curated digital environments and freezing screens so they stay focused on the class activity. It also makes differentiating instruction easier, letting educators share scaffolded Google File resources, create differentiated online learning sessions, or push out links to individual learners or groups. Plus, guided browsing keeps digital learning time within screen time limits, and screen recording gives educators data they can share about what students were learning. Discover a better way to manage the digital classroom. We've created an essential guide for school leaders to help manage digital learning environments. Download our free ebook.